Obviously, a theme of Anzac Day, you'll hear again tomorrow, is the story of mateship and helping those in need. Each night we hear that many Australians are struggling to make ends meet, but despite cost of living challenges, we still want to donate. So are you planning to use the holiday tomorrow to dig deep into your pockets? Catherine Raskob is the CEO of the Fundraising Institute of Australia, the peak body representing fundraising, and she joins me now on Money News. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So tomorrow is a significant day on the national calendar, but do you think the message of supporting your mates is still flowing through to our wallets?
I think it is, actually. I think it's a challenge given the cost of living crisis and, you know, all the other inflationary pressures that Australians are feeling. But what we know about Australians generally is that they are very generous. They're very good at giving to their fellow Australians, to the communities and societies that they live in. And I think they do want, even with financial pressure, to give it as much as they can. And I think that's a really fantastic message to hear at this time.
Catherine, Anzac Day is such an important day for the RSL. What expectations do you have for them tomorrow?
Yeah, look, I think if Australians will think about, I guess, the contribution that they want to make on Anzac Day, to remember, obviously, the significance of the holiday, the importance of thinking about educating our children and our society about the sacrifice that the sacrifices that were made, you know, for all of us during this time. I think that's really important. And there's so many ways to get involved. Obviously, one is to volunteer and to give up your time, you know, the generosity of your time and spirit for others, to give a little bit, maybe buy a poppy or a sprig of rosemary, to donate to charities that help veterans, legacy services, Soldier On, RSL clubs, etc. I think those are really important things. And also to think about whether you want to host events that also either connect Australians with each other to raise awareness of Anzac Day and the importance of Anzac Day, and or to raise funds for really you know, worthy causes that are supporting our veterans. And I think, you know, if we can consider all of those opportunities, we surely can sort of give in one way or another.
Yeah, I like that word connection, because you've just completed your annual survey on public donating, including behaviours and intentions. And we spoke about inflation and mortgage challenges earlier in the show, but how are people donating when so many are strapped for cash?
Yeah, again, I think that's the nature of Australians, is even when they are feeling financially challenged themselves, they still tend to dig deep, to give to the causes that they care about. And even though people are feeling that pressure, the inflationary pressure, we found in our recent survey, which was taken very late last year amongst 2,000 Australians who generally donate $20 or more, that 40% of people said that their financial situation will likely worsen, and yet 61% said that they would give the same amount to charity that they've always given, and 70% so that they will give to the same amount of charities. So Australians actually on average give to more than four charities, you know, during a year. So not only do they give generously, but they also give to a number of causes that they really care about. So I think what's incredible is that even when we're all, when we're financially challenged ourselves, we're still giving to others. And isn't that a fantastic, you know, sort of characteristic of Australians, that we're so generous?
It is. What are the organisations coming to you, and has the way people think, feel and behave towards causes and giving changed?
Look, I think over the years there have been a number of issues with regards to trust, you know, and we've seen a lot of scams and other, you know, challenges with, you know, telephone messages, you know, emails, SMSs and things like that. And I think it can be worrying, you know, like, are they real? And so not just charities, but, you know, all of Australians face these challenges. As, you know, am I, you know, giving to a real cause? So I think with the, you know, security issues and all of those, you know, spam and other issues, I think that's going to be continuing to be a challenge. But again, generally, I think Australians who have a relationship with charities, who have been giving for a long time to charities, they know and trust those. And so I think that's fine. And I also think Australians are just going to have to think about where their priorities lie. We've done research in the past that sometimes show that Australians, you know, wouldn't want to give up, let's say, a bar of chocolate before giving to a charity. And so I think Australians, you know, sometimes think it's all too much. You know, maybe it's going to be a challenge and maybe I'll have to give up things that I love. And so we've seen a bit of change and a bit of fraying around giving to charities because all of the other, I guess, sort of pressures are facing them. So those are a couple of challenges that continue, I think, and will continue as we continue to face this sort of slightly high inflationary period, a bit of challenge with the sort of housing issues, rental issues and the cost of living sort of rising.
What about the next generation of fundraisers? Young people certainly like being activists, but do they want to be part of fundraising?
Absolutely. So what's interesting is that we have done studies on this as well, and there's some fantastic research that show younger generations are actually even more inclined than older generations to be involved. But the difference here is that they actually want to see really significant impact for their involvement, whether that's through their volunteer commitment or through their generosity of dollar donations. And so it's really important that charities that do fundraising really engage younger generations on the impact that they can make with the donations that they give or the volunteer time that they give, because they want to see that. I guess, the issue here is that they may not have as much money to spare as their parents or grandparents did. But what we're trying to do is to really engage them on all the causes that need support in these early days when they may not have as many funds. And so when they get to a point where they do have a bit of extra cash and they feel that they can actually think about how they want to give to charities, they're already engaged with the causes that are really important to them. And I mean, I think you probably will have seen and you know that younger generations are much more engaged, like environmental causes, anything related to the climate issues and things like that. So we really need to do a good job to engage them early on so that they become the next generation of really generous Australians.
Catherine Raskob, the CEO of the Fundraising Institute of Australia, thank you so much for joining me on this Wednesday night on Money News.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you.